tell you what, it does feel like I'm running a marathon at the moment. Bill Carnally for Brekkie, Zing 96.
Yeah, come on, buddy. See, maybe you need to put this on every morning. Yeah. Just have it on a loop playing at home the whole time.
Well, I'm usually have George Thorogood bad to the bone going when I want to, feel sexy and strong, but feeling very vulnerable right now, Al.
Mm-hmm. Come on. Talk to us. Come on. Let it out. We're all here for you, Zing family. Let's join hands.
Thank you.
Listen to Bill Coe's plot.
And look, maybe the Zing family can help me out. 1-300-891-929. Anyone want to come and... No, I shouldn't put that out there.
No.
Look, Ness has been away, the good lady wife, visiting family, doing what she's got to do there. And I'm now getting a real appreciation of just what this beautiful lady does every single day in our house.
Okay.
Now, you'd think
Hallelujah. We've all just said, praise be.
After 20 years,
testify.
You would think that I would have celebrated this more, but it's never been brought home to me now with three teenagers in the house who are so used to their mum looking after them to the nth degree, which, you know, fair enough, that's what a mum does.
Well, and a dad does, but yeah.
Mm. Yeah, but the thing is, you know, Ness does the lion's share.
Yes.
And
I wanted you to say it again.
It is tough.
Mm.
It is tough. I mean, you get confronted with three individuals wanting you to either do driving lessons with them, run them here, run them there. Never have I so wanted the L players in the family to have peas to be able to run around and, and help each other out. But this is the problem. You've got kids who can't drive, yet they want to get their hours up, so I've got to do that part of the job. I've got to be a dad and confidant for what's going on in their life every day, and all three of them want individual time.
Yep.
And then on top of that, it's the home duties that have to be sorted. Now, I know a lot of guys into it, you know, do it properly and take on the lion's share anyway these days, but look, at our household, the lion's share is taken by Ness, God bless her, and now I'm actually stumping up and having to...
What have you been doing? Because haven't you already palmed off the washing to Izzy, your 18-year-old daughter? So there you go. The washing's been taking...
No.
What else have you been doing? You've been doing heaps.
It's not palmed off, Ali.
Oh, okay.
I said, Izzy, you're 18. How about you jump in and, get all the clothes washed for, the other kids' jobs? They've got jobs in, takeaway food joints, so those uniforms need to be ready for the weekend.
Okay.
They've been sitting there the last...
Sounds like palming off to me, but anyway. Yes.
No,
okay.
She needs to learn how to
Look, I'm all for kids having to pitch in. You know? They don't enough. In this day and age, they get too much done for them.
And
so, Izzy's doing
great.
That.
She helps her mum out, so she's actually brought up a few things to me that that somehow have seemed to slip by the radar because, you know, I'm going through and having a shower and coming out of the bathroom. She goes, oh, you know, Dad, that's got to be sorted. I go, what do you mean? When did you last scrub the shower? Oh. Never even thought about that.
Do you do any cleaning in the house or does Ness do it all?
She does the majority. I do a bit of vacuuming here or there. I might, you know, wipe down a few things. But toilets and bathrooms taken care of by her and Izzy.
Okay.
Because they're the ones at home the most.
Boys should be the ones doing the toilet for starters. Ness, I'm going to write a list.
Well, this is what
boys
I said to my boys.
Boys are the ones that make all the mess.
I said to my boys, you guys
disgusting
need to be in here cleaning that bathroom of yours. Fair enough, the one that Ness and I have in the ensuite, I should be looking after that. And Izzy called me out on that. She goes, Dad, you've forgotten to do that and you've forgotten to do that. Trying to wipe down the basin. And it didn't even occur to me.
Yep. Well, you're not used to doing it. Ness is obviously, as you said, she's been doing it. I think even in situations where the husband and wife both work, I think that a lot of the time, I mean, obviously historically, and times are changing, but I still think there's a large imbalance on the whole, and I will say this right now to dads who are out there and they do the lion's share or might be single dads, but on the whole, I think a lot of the time, the woman does end up being the default person. My cousin used that term with me once. She said, I am just so sick of being the default person because she worked full-time, hubby works full-time, you know, and everything often does fall to the woman. I know there's going to be a lot of cranky guys that are going,
But we have agreed on this. I do a lot of the outside stuff that she doesn't want to do, which is fair. That's the balance we've created. But when you've got to do that and you realise there's stuff around the house that you look around and you think, that doesn't look right, and you realise the floor hasn't been swept for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, well, see, because you're not used to, Ness just is all over it and on top of it. And I think largely people have to, we all have to just let each individual family do what works for them. But it's lovely to hear you sitting here today going, wowzers, that you really, it's taken Ness going away for a week for you to realise just exactly how much she does do. All of those unseen things that just happen to magically get done. You know,
I said to the boys,
that you don't
it's
normally
not magic.
See. It's a magic fairy called Ness.
And I said, wave the magician's wand, boys, and see if you can do it yourself. So I've had to slowly kick their butt this week, and hopefully they'll appreciate the fact their mum does a lot more for them, and that will stump up their ability to get into more. But look, Zinc family, maybe the girls can weigh
I'd
on this one.
I'd love for the girls to weigh in on this.
1-300-891-929. With the home duties, girls, what do blokes always forget to do?
Yes.
What do we always forget to do?
Oh, everything. I work full-time, Byron works full-time, and I do all the cooking and cleaning, and his excuse is, well, there might be a snake in the lounge room, need to get out one time, and that's more high risk.
Well, so, he's got a point.
Oh, he does not have a point.
Well, he does.
No way.
So he doesn't do a thing. He's an outside man like me.
He's an outside man, yes, and he's in the garden. And I like to get in the garden sometimes, but to be fair, he's the majority gardener.
How much time would he... How does the time factor compare? I mean, is he doing similar...
Oh, there is no comparison. He said it's not fair to compare time because of the high risk element.
Well, in the garden, you get your hand on a snake or step on one, that's fine. But
what is his name?
Byron.
Oh, Byron, you are delusional, my friend. I'm just
and I've
here
learned
to inform
too,
you.
Byron, you two can bond over cleaning the shower. I'm sure there's a great romantic experience
yes,
in that.
Yes, good call, Bilks. Strap some sponges on yourselves.
I'm all for getting couples together, and if that's going to work and make it harmonious, do
it. Exactamundo. I think there are a lot of people that are a bit delusional, though, aren't they, as to what their partner does. Actually,
well, don't use the word delusional.
Well,
that's a bit tough.
Well, what word would you use then?
Misguided. forgetful.
No, hashtag no idea. Actually, one of my very good friends, Chloe, she's got a classic story where years ago, and so they had their little one was about just on one, and she wanted to, they were both working full time. She was back working full time, her husband working full time. So she wanted to start losing weight. Anyway, every single morning, and she had the sort of job where you had to do your hair and makeup, the full thing. So she decided this one morning, she said to her husband, look, do you mind? I'm just going to go and start doing some walking. So she went, they lived at the bottom of a hill. She went and did half an hour. So she's right there anyway.
Good for her.
Yeah, half an hour she was doing these hills. She came back. And she said he was in such a flap. He's chucking on the...
he couldn't handle her.
No, he's chucking on the high vis, right? So it's not like he's got to even put a suit and tie on or anything like that. Chucking on the high vis. And he's running around and he's going, I don't know where my wallet is. I can't find my keys, you know. What? How am I supposed to get myself ready when I'm looking after Lockie? And she just looked at him and goes, do you think I do it
Did
every morning?
Did he get
morning?
A slap? Did he get a slap across the head for
he
that?
He just thought, you are kidding yourself, mate. She was getting herself ready and Lockie every morning doing all the, the kindy prep, getting him organised, doing her hair and makeup every single morning. He does it for half an hour one morning and he's lost his mind.
Ali, I'm ashamed. When I hear that story, I'm like, I can't say anything. In fact, I will shut up now for the rest of the week because I don't want to bore you with what's going on.
No, I'm happy to hear it, my friend. It amuses me.